The Invisible Man. This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, The Invisible Man. Most of us are invisible people. We are people that are not even known in our world for what we are and who we are. We think we are known for who we are and what we are, but we really aren't. We are invisible beings. An artist is thought of as an artist, and an artist is only the smallest portion of what an artist is. An artist is a dreamer. An artist is a man who has his mind on lovely thoughts. An artist is a person who perhaps has a family. He has certainly a mother and father. He has maybe brothers and sisters. He has maybe a wife or a husband. He has children, perhaps. He has relatives. He has business. He has things that he has done that have prepared him for the place that he is now in the world. He has a personality. He has an awareness about himself of who he is, and he likes himself. He thinks of himself as a beautiful being. He thinks of himself as a horrible being. He thinks of himself as a person who's got lots of problems. But the world looks at an artist and sees the output of his production as being an artist and says, he is an artist. Would that we knew about how a person responds to other people, how a person responds to the world about them, how a person responds to the family that he has, how a person responds to all the things in life that give it dimension, give it color, give it flavor, give it attitude. In the recent passing of my brother, Ray, his 84 years on earth were a rather spectacular 84 years. He was a man of many dimensions, and many of his dimensions were outstanding, and some of his dimensions were understanding. They were not what the world would appreciate. When he was slow on anything, the world might not have appreciated that. When he was slow at saying something to someone else that was expected because it was a kind thing to do, and people said, well, why didn't he say something nice to them? Why didn't he say something upholding to them? And then, lo and behold, we find out that he has been working with that person in a totally different way. He has been talking to them when we're not around. And he's been saying to them, be yourself, enjoy life, find some magic in life, and turn your attention to who you really are, the greatness that you really are. And he knows that if he says that in front of other people, if he says that in front of this person, in front of other people, it'll be taken totally differently than when he speaks it privately. If we only knew the illumination that takes place within the minds of beings, if we only knew the magic that takes place within the master consciousness of every being on the face of the earth, but we only know ostensibly the outer thing. We only know them as an artist, or them as a father, or them as a person who works in the office. As each of us would say, well, we know them at work, we know them at church, we know them at school, we know them at the ballpark, we know them on the fishing lake, we know them here or there, but that is perhaps the smallest, most insignificant part of their personality. And yet, we have a tendency to judge the life of a being by such simple things as alone his art, alone his counseling, alone his fathership. He is the father of the President of the United States. Well, wonderful. He's the President of the United States. Well, wonderful. How did he get to be the President of the United States? There is a bigger person involved there. There's a bigger man. There's a bigger being. There's someone who has dreams and goals and desires. There's someone who has magic in their soul. And this we oftentimes miss because we just look at the one point, being President, being an artist, being a father, the one point. We have the opportunity of knowing there is magic in every being. And just like my brother Ray, his magic shone forth in his last few days with many of our friends. As we visited him, he gave a charm, he gave a caringness, he gave an insight into himself that perhaps he had not done much before because he was so involved in the many things that he was doing. You and I, we get so involved in the many things we're doing that we sometimes forget to show the illumination of our soul, not to hide it, to show the magic of our being, not to hide it, not to flaunt it, that's for sure, but to live it. My statement to everybody when they say, "Herb, you're a nice guy. Herb, you're lots of fun to be with. You're wonderful." I say, I have one credo in my life that is so important relative to my world, and that is, since I love myself unconditionally, I love my world unconditionally. And when I love my world unconditionally, my world cannot help but love me unconditionally. If we all could take this as something very important in our life, to love ourselves unconditionally and love our world unconditionally, then we would not only be known as an artist. Truly, that is a glorious thing to be known by, too. But we'd be known as a sensitive, caring, loving human being. Like they say, writers attempt to write about the real Mozart. Mozart the young man, Mozart the man, Mozart the father, Mozart the being of importance. Mozart the father? Yes, Mozart was the father of all of his music. Or perhaps there is a greater father, the father within, who is the father of Mozart's music. But when we begin to look into the man, we find there a most wonderful being, an illumined soul, a magical being. Let's look for that in each one of us, that illumined soul, that magical being that we really are. And sometimes we forget because we get so excited with our everyday activities. We get so excited with the outer that we forget to see the magic of the inner. Have a lovely look at the magic inside of you, because it's wonderful and it's something very special. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.